I want to talk to you today about only the present rhema will empower you and keep you in your created life. This is a message for the ages. I'm not going to deny it. This one's for the ages. I'm not talking about old rhema not giving you strength. But there's a different empowering when you're in a present, the present rhema. And we're going to go in and find out. This is going to be crazy to some of y'all, but it's amazing. Where in the world is the present rhema? Where in the world is the present rhema? We're going to look at, just do a study on 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 1 through 10. And we're going to locate where rhema really is. Father, I pray that their ears be open, that they hear you today. Lord, I pray that they grab hold of this and in doing so, they will stay empowered. Doing so, Lord, they won't have a day where they're not empowered or a moment. I'm asking you, Lord Jesus, to please make it so plain and bring an apostolic impartation and utterance on our climate that's second to none. In the name of Jesus. And let every burden be removed and every yoke be destroyed from every hearer of this word. Let them experience it immediately. In the name of Jesus. Everyone that agrees, say amen.
Amen.
I'm not going to be very long. We get so much rhema. We get so much revelation. We get so much from God. Sometimes we get stuff that has no relevance, but it's still so good. But I was studying it. In studying, I found out that the rhema behind that brings power that to deal with Satan. I'm still on my campaign in that. You're not backing off of that. The rhema that carries the power to deal with him is the rhema that's connected to him. The rhema that carries the weight to have authority over him is the rhema or the trial that you're under. The trial that you're under creates the anointing. He's carrying, when he comes to test you, he's carrying the anointing that destroys him. He just doesn't know it. He doesn't understand. But that's the way God set it up, and that's what we're going to see. We're going to go look at Paul's struggle. Finally, after all these years, I found out what the thorn really was. Finally. Got the thorn. Hallelujah. Man, I call it lust. I call it bodily injury, annoyances. Call it sickness. Over the years, it just shifted. Nah, it's got to be this. It's got to be that. It's got to be this. But all that time, it's been sitting right there in the very verses we're reading.
Wow.
And this is going to shock and awe your mind and put you in position to win always. Mm-hmm. It says, it is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. He says it out the gate. It is not expedient for me, doubtless to glory. I will come to visions and revelations of the Lord. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, out the gate, he's talking about himself. Speaking in the third person, lest he begin to glory. He's not trying to attach himself to any glory. Watch this now. I knew a man in Christ above 14 years ago, whether in the body, I cannot tell. Or whether out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth such an one caught up to the third heaven. And I knew such a man, whether in the body or out of the body, I cannot tell. God knoweth. How that he was caught up into paradise and heard unspeakable words. This word words here means what? There you go. He heard unspeakable rhemas, which is not lawful for man to utter. Watch this now, guys. Of such an one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in mine infirmities. Got to digest that one again. Of such an one will I glory, yet not of myself will I not glory, but in mine infirmities, through my hardships, that's where I'm going to glory. I'm going to brag about my troubles. I'm going to glory. I'm going to brag. I'm going to vaunt. I'm going to scream in laudations. I'm going to glory about my situations. What are you, a psycho, Paul? What's wrong with you? What are you talking about? For though I would desire, listen to what he says, for though I would desire to glory, I shall not be a fool.
Go ahead.
For I will say the truth, but now I forbear. I want to tell you about the revelations that I got, is what Paul is saying. He said, I want to glory about the unspeakable rhemas. But he said, if I do, what's going to happen? I become a fool. Because though I'm telling you about the unspeakable rhemas, I need to stay in present truth. Ooh, God. I will say the truth, but now I forbear. Lest any man should think, watch this, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be, or that he heareth of me. In other words, if I start to give you these unspeakable rhemas, it's going to exalt me. It's going to make you say, that's a bad boy right there. That man is deep. That man's got some insight. He said, listen, I'm going to stay away from that because though they are rhemas given to me from God, those are not the rhemas that I'm supposed to be speaking right now. If I speak them just because they're deep, I exalt myself. And he said, he had an issue. I really want to tell y'all. Because what it will do for my status will be amazing. See, you have to understand Paul. Paul was not accepted of the apostles. He was not accepted, and he could use a little status at this time. My God. He was going through because he persecuted the church, so he was not received from everybody. He said, I'm going to forbear what I know, what I heard, lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be. In other words, I got to keep people seeing me for where I really am, and don't give them my words to where I'm really not.
Go ahead.
See, if you ever find yourself in a situation where you're trying to prove yourself because people might be thinking about you differently, you giving the wrong information. Just because you're spitting rhema doesn't mean that you're there where you're speaking. And you have no idea what you're doing to yourself because you begin to strip yourself of the real power. See,
yes.
It's always good to identify where you really are. See, Paul was being tempted. He's saying, for though I would desire to glory. Glory about what, Paul? About the revelations I just got. I shall not be a fool. I will say the truth. But now I forbear lest any man should think of me above that which he seeth me to be or that he heareth of me. Right? He said, unless I should be exalted above measure. That is how we got. Paul had gotten some pretty awesome insight to something going on in the third heavens. But Paul wanted to speak about it. But if just because he got it, watch this. What you're going through determines what's going to be in your metron or your measure.
Go ahead now.
Amen.
Just because you learned about something doesn't mean you have power to walk in it. My God, help me.
Go ahead, Apostle.
Listen. Only what you go through empowers you. So you're getting all this rhema, and remember, you have to remember, go all the way back to the old store concerning rhema. The rhema word, we were told by God in the beginning of the series, that the rhema word, the present rhema word, was coming to deal with what concerns you. Every time we're in rhema, he's sending rhema to perfect that which concerneth you. If you step out of that and it's not directly connected to your soulish problem, then you have stepped out of the power of the rhema word. You guys with me? Let's keep reading. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations. Hold up now. I got revelations. But I got an abundance of them, he said. And if I start communicating these things that don't speak of the truth of where I am, then I get exalted above measure. I'm speaking stuff that doesn't pertain to my life. The rhema you're under always pertains to your life. Watch this now. Watch this. Unless I should be exalted above measure through the abundance of the revelations, there was given to me a thorn in the flesh. I'm going to show you now. Here we go. The messenger of Satan. Satan sent a, or God sent the messenger of Satan, or a demonic, or pastor, Satan coming in as a pastor, to buffet me. Watch this. Lest I should be exalted above measure. Okay, where was Paul being tried? There was given a thorn. Paul was being tried. Satan was trying Paul in self-exaltation. He was trying to make Paul communicate revelations that would have taken Paul out of a place of power because they had no relevance over Paul's life at the time. He wanted to bring Paul into a place, like if you go up to the third heavens, Kurt, and you see the streets of gold and the pearly gates and all this stuff, and it doesn't directly as, they are revelations, but they're revelations for times to come. And you want to come back and tell us about those things, and now we all get disassociated with what's going on in our soulish realm, because you're communicating something that has no relevance over your soul, because if it did, it would have relevance over everybody else's soul as well. So Satan was trying to get Paul to begin to communicate the unlawful thing that he saw. And it became a thorn in his flesh because Paul said, I desire to glory in this thing. I want to tell everybody. I want to talk to you about what I saw. The reason why they were unlawful, it's not because it was that deep. No, it had no relevance. And it would have pulled people away from where they really are, because where you really are carries the most relevance. It carries the anointing. Watch this now. We're going to come home. We're going to bring it on home. There was given unto me in the flesh the messenger of Satan to buffet me, lest I should be exalted above measure. For this thing I besought the Lord thrice, that it might depart from me. And he said unto me, watch this. He said unto me, my grace, or my word, my rhema, is sufficient for thee. For my strength, now he tells them where it connects, my strength is made perfect in weakness. Now you got the devil trying to tempt you. Now deal with that. That is your rhema truth. Trying to pull you out, Paul. Now that's the place of your power. God help me, Jesus. God help me. No. See, I don't think you really got it. When he's trying to pull you out in an area of temptation, that is the place that you're being empowered in. That is the place where grace becomes grace. That's the place where the anointing becomes the anointing. Paul said, listen, he's trying to make me communicate a revelation that I do not want to speak, that I know you told me not to tell, but I so desire the glory. He said, listen, Paul, now you connect it to where the real power is. In the face of Satan, you will find the greatest anointing. God help me. He said here, he said, because you're finding, see, you're strong in rhema. You're strong in what I told you. Oh, but you're weak because he's up against you. Well, because just because you're strong in what I told you doesn't mean that's where my strength is. My strength is in your weakness. Oh! When the devil has weakened you is when you're going to find the most power in the rhema word to deal with him. Let you salah on that for a minute. Wow. I know when we get in fellowship, if we're not on the right page, I know just because you're talking rhema doesn't mean you're on the right page. You ever be in rhema and you ain't pulling no power? Mm-hmm. But you're still under the rhema? That's because you're on the wrong page. It's not associated with what's going on in your soul. The rhema word has to always connect to your soul. You want to know why? Because the devil is directly connected to your soul. He's pulling on your mind, your will, and your emotions. So why would God give you a word that's not connected there when your enemy's found right there? Remember, he's seated in the congregation. He's seated. Satan sits in the rhema word. So if you move to another scope of the rhema word, he's still seated in the now. Not going too deep?
No.
All right, let's go. He said unto me, my word. Grace is the word. You have to understand that grace, the grace of God, is the word of God. You're saved by faith through what?
Grace.
Grace. So if you're saved by faith through grace, in other words, unearned favor gave you faith. It was a word that gave you faith. Grace is the rhema word. Amen. So he says, my rhema word is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most, watch this. Now, Paul just got, first of all, you have to understand, when he wrote this out, He wrote it out understanding the outcome. This is not in live time when Paul is writing. He started from up here. You see where Paul's giving us hints as we come in here. In the first verse, he says, it is not expedient for me doubtless to glory. Then in verse 5, he says it again. He's giving us hints. Of such one will I glory, yet of myself I will not glory, but in my infirmities. Paul's giving us hints that he's saying, I found where the power of God always is. I will not glory in revelations that don't deal with my situations on the earth. All right. Here we go. Verse 9. And he said unto me, my word, my rhema word is sufficient for thee. For my strength is made perfect in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, watch what Paul says. He brings us all the way in. Most gladly, therefore, will I glory in my infirmity, that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
Wow.
You mean to tell me the trouble, the situation you're going through, you extract the oil of the anointing through the situation you're in? Did anybody hear that?
Yes,
you extract your oil from your problem. The present word I'm under is a word dealing with Satan. It's revealing his tactics, and it's revealing that I have power over him. This is like one of those things where this is where always the power of God will be. Outside of your struggle, you think you're bad. Ooh, God. And you're really not. Inside your struggle, you think you're weak, but you're bad.
Wow, that's good.
Wow. Paul is saying here, I had mega revelations. Boy, I wanted to talk about those things that I saw. But then I realized it was unlawful for me to speak about them. I'm going to go ahead and paraphrase everything. It was unlawful for me to talk about them. But I wanted to talk about them so bad that the enemy came to start to press me to begin to speak about those things. And now I have the enemy on my tail here. He's trying to pull me out to teach something that doesn't bear relevance for the church right now. But it will exalt me. They will think I'm really deep. So now the enemy's trying to push Paul's button to teach that word. Paul then seeks God about it. He's saying, Listen, I'm tempted now. And you have to understand, it was the very same temptation that Satan had and failed. Self-exaltation. He exalted himself. He said, I will exalt myself. So now Paul is seeing, Paul is so wise. That boy was bad. He's so wise. He's saying, it will benefit me, but it ain't going to benefit nobody else. Because they'll see me above really where I really am. They won't know my struggle. I'll hide in another rainbow, and they won't know, and they'll lift me up as a god, and they'll praise me because I know so much about the kingdom. So Paul is saying, the enemy's trying to pull that out of me right now. God, help me. And God didn't just help him. He said, boy, there ain't no power in what I showed you. He said, but the power is where you're recognizing your weakness. Now my rhema word carries strength.
Wow.
Now my rhema word, because when you realize you're weak, you really are strong.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
So you don't mind. Listen, look at your neighbor and say, don't worry about Satan being in your face.
Don't worry about Satan being in your face.
Pull the anointing out of it.
Pull the anointing out of it.
Ooh, that's
cool, hallelujah. Yeah. I see where you're trying my finances. I see where you're trying my habits. I see where you're trying me on every side that I've been weak in, that I failed in. Guess what? For everything you overcame me in, there's an anointing waiting for me.
Thank you, Jesus.
And now I'm going to stay right here and face to face with you.
Wow.
With the power of Jesus on my side. Not only will I be empowered, but I'm also staying humble. I'm not running ahead of schedule. He says here, most gladly, he got the revelation. Most gladly, therefore, will I rather glory in my infirmities. Watch this. That the power of Christ may rest upon me. In other words, guys, watch this. We've been given so much rhema. Just because some rhema has a great rhema sound, doesn't mean you need to be talking about that rhema. Listen to me. Just because it has this wonderful sound on it, and just because you can articulate and it will ooh and ah somebody, It's not worth coming out of the power just to ooh and ah somebody. It's not worth moving away from the truth of where you really are. Let me tell you about what I'm going through and what the word of the Lord is doing. Let me tell you about my struggle over here or my struggle over there. But let me tell you about the word and how it's moving. That's what destroys you. That's what gets people out of bondage. But if you want self-exaltation, go ahead and give your articulate speech. Go ahead and let them hear how eloquent you can be and how you sound so deep. You'll give them all that, but give them no power. And they'll never identify, because what you did was detach the rhema word from the soulish realm. Look at your neighbor and say, you got to be in the right word.
You got to be in the right word.
At the right time.
At the right time.
All the time.
All the time.
Now watch this. Paul rounds out and says, therefore I take pleasures in infirmities. Now he's got it, boy. I take pleasures in reproaches, in necessities, in persecutions, in distresses. Why? For Christ's sake, for the anointing's sake. My goodness, I found the place of my power. I found the place of my strength. For when I am weak, then I am strong. He said, I've become a fool in glory. You have compelled me, for I ought to have been commended of you, for in nothing am I behind. Now he's getting an understanding. For in nothing am I behind the very chiefest of apostles, though I be nothing. He's saying, because I found my true place of strength. Everybody else is looking at me like I'm nobody, but I'm here to tell you, because I understand I'm nobody, nobody's ahead of me.
Glory.
Oh. Hallelujah. Because I understand that, yeah, I'm the lowest of the low. It means I'm the highest with the high.
Yes.
See, I'm not exalting myself. I'm staying within the realm of where my fight is. I'm staying within the realm of my struggle. I'm staying in the realm of my problem. And I'm facing it head on. Why? Because the word of God that I'm under was sent to deal with my situation. We don't have to paint a picture for nobody.
That's right.
But if you want to paint a picture that they can see, tell the truth. They don't want to hear the truth. In other words, it's okay to tell them, Nikki, I ain't got all my ducks in a row right now. But boy, this rain is bringing me out. Amen. But boy, this rain is moving me.
Ooh,
I can feel it shifting my life and changing me. I'm not perfect right now. I still got issues. But watch me in about a month or so, I'll tell you about the next issue that I'm about to overcome. Because the one I'm dealing with presently is about to be destroyed. Let me read this note to you. It says, Paul had major revelations that he received when he was caught up to the heavens. The revelations that he had received were so deep that they were unlawful for him to utter. But the messenger of Satan came tempting him to speak on the unlawful things that he heard. To exalt himself, that was the thorn. It's self-exaltation. That was Paul's thorn. That was the thorn in his flesh. The same thorn that Satan had about self-exaltation. He tried to pass over to Paul. Paul said in verse 5, I will not glory in myself, but I will glory in mine infirmities. You may have a rhema about God and his kingdom, but the greatest rhema is seeing your enemy face to face and Christ being with you as your strength. That is the greatest rhema you can walk under, is seeing Satan where he's at and Christ being on you, seeing this. Seeing him face to face, Nikki. Finally, not closing your eyes to what he's been trying to do, how he's been trying to ruin your life. Now you're face to face with him, and now you don't just see him, but you see and feel the power of Christ resting on you.
Amen.
That is the greatest rhema. All of the rhema we're under, listen, is designed to make us see our enemy and be empowered to beat him.
Amen.
He said, I will perfect that which concerneth you. Every rhema, while we're under the rhema, is to empower us, to help us overcome our now concerns. Don't back down from your now concerns. Go get the oil that's in the rock. Go get the water that's in the rock. There's an anointing that if you stick with it, Carolyn, you're going to extract an anointing from the very thing that's been opposing your progress. It's going to fill you up. You're going to be gassed up. And you're going to be juiced up. And then you're going to destroy what's in front of you. But you're gaining power from your circumstance. Paul got that revelation. He said, not only will I glory in infirmities, in distresses, reproaches, necessities, anything that presents trouble, I'm praising him. Why? Because when I'm weak, I'm so strong. I'm getting an anointing. I'm seeing Rhema's move. But the greatest Rhema is seeing your enemy face to face and Christ being with you as your strength. It is the place where you are humbled and Christ is exalted. That becomes your greatest Rhema. So rejoice in your infirmities, your reproaches, your necessities. Let me say that one again. Your necessities. Let me say that one again. Rejoice in your necessities. What are you, crazy? Yes, I am. Rejoice. Why? Because the greater the necessity, the greater the anointing. But look at your neighbor and say, but don't you back down.
Don't you back down.
You want that anointing? Somebody say amen.
Amen.
Then don't back down.
Don't back down.
Praise be unto God who always causes us to try. For when you are weak, you are strong. Our focus should be on going head to head with Satan and where he is pressing us. Seeing that alone becomes rhema. That will breed deliverance in everything. Don't focus on the deep things that you may come across. Here's what God said. Don't diss them. He said archive the deep. Keep what was archived. But what is now, the present rhema, is what we have to move in. And we're blessed in here that all the rhema begins to connect itself. And it's a help. It's an aid. But there are snickets in those times, those smidget times where we're not on the right page. We got to realize that when we're not on the right page in rhema, we got to readjust ourselves in our hearing. Back up out of that. It's nice. It's good for a time. Archive it. But then get back into the present word where you can see your enemy face to face. I see you, Satan. In other words, come back down to earth. You ain't above what you think you are. You only are who you are. Once you start denying who you are and you still try to walk, anybody ever try to deny who they are and what they're going through and try to walk in the rainbow anyway? That ain't me there. But you're doing it. That ain't me. But that's what you're doing. No, no. Come down. That's me there. And I got to get out of that. Don't walk around it. There's no anointing around it. And you still try to talk rainbow. Just because you talk rainbow doesn't mean you're anointed. You're anointed when you're dealing with your enemy face to face in grace. That's when you're anointed. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that joker got me last week, but watch this week. Anointing's there. Seeing that alone becomes rhema that will breed deliverance and everything. Don't focus on the deep things that you may come across. Archive them, but stay in the now of what the rhema is saying and doing. Let me show you the result of that. The result is found over in Luke chapter 10. This is one of my last scriptures. Chapter 10, verse 16 through 20. And it says, he that heareth you, look at this, heareth me. This is Jesus sending out the 70. He that heareth you, heareth me. I love that. That's powerful. He that heareth Kurt, hears me. He that heareth Donna, hears me. You need to understand that. When you under rhema, see, these guys got a rhema. Jesus told the 70, go. Whatever city you want to go in, whatever house you want to go in, go. If my peace is there, go ahead. Let it. Tell it to remain. If you say it, they're going to hear me say it. Help me, Jesus. All right? Let me break this down. Let me paraphrase this so I can move quickly. He gave them a commandment under rhema. I remember that he gave the 12 disciples the same type of commandment. They were going everywhere. They were hammering. But they stayed in a place of where they really were. When the 12 disciples came out of where they really were, they had no power to cast out devils. They came out from a place. They said, Lord, why could we not move this demon? Because they started to get the big head about what they were doing.
Help me, Jesus.
When they started to go beyond where they really were, they lost the anointing. They had no more power. It says here, he that despiseth you, despiseth me. And he that despiseth me, despiseth him that sent me. Let's just go on. And the 70 returned, watch this now, again with joy, saying, Lord, watch this, even the devils, look at your neighbor and say, you're getting warned before you really walk in power.
Getting warned before you really walk in the power.
And the 70 returned again with joy, saying, Lord, even the devils are subject to us through thy name. And he said unto them, I beheld Satan. This is the result when you stay in your present place. I beheld Satan as lightning fall from heaven. Behold, I give you power to tread on serpents and scorpions and over all of the power of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. Verse 20 is your warning. Notwithstanding, in this rejoice not. Don't rejoice here, because it will take you away from where you really are. That the spirits are subject. Don't rejoice in the spirits that are subject unto you, but rather rejoice because your names are written in heaven. In other words, Jesus kept them grounded to what was really going on in their soul. Don't ever lose sight to what's really going on in your life. When you do, you lose the anointing. I find it amazing how when they said they had power over devils, Jesus, first of all, he responded, I beheld Satan. That goes in our teaching. I'm just going to do a sidebar. Every devil refers to Satan. They said that we have power over devils. He said, yeah, I saw Satan. He didn't even play with that. He didn't give devils their own title. Look at your neighbor and say, don't give a devil his own title.
Don't give a devil his own title.
Deal with Satan.
Deal with Satan. Amen.
They said they saw devils. They had power over devils. They said, yeah, I saw Satan. I saw him. He said, I saw Satan fall like lightning, but they weren't to rejoice. This is really powerful. Over the power that they had, they directed their rejoicing over their souls and their salvation. He directed their rejoicing over their soul and salvation. Their focus had to stay on what God had done for them and what he was doing. I'm trying to show you something here, man. Thank you, Joshua. You cannot ever take your focus off of what's going on in front of you. Though you want to forget about it, don't. It is where your power is. I just want to escape that for a minute. I don't even want to think about that right now. Boy, no. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Paul said, I rejoice that this is here, that the power of Christ will rest upon me. I'm not running from it face to face. I'm going to stay under the rhema word. And every time I'm filled, I'm coming at you. I will prophesy until you fall. And then I will be empowered on how to beat you. The word devils, first of all, I just want to show you here. The word devils in this scripture means the devil. It means a spirit, a being inferior to God, but yet superior to man. The devil is inferior to God, but he is superior to man. So you move ahead if you want to. He's superior to you, but he's inferior if you stay where Raymond has you. The word fall, it means to cause your enemy to disappear, to lose authority, to no longer have force, and this is my favorite, to be removed from power by death. Total destruction through R3 and by R3. So when he falls, Kurt, see you. Please, guys, understand this. Understand this, please. If you don't hear anything else I said, and I said a lot, but I said it fast. Understand this, please. When you beat Satan in the area that he's challenging you in, he is destroyed from out of your life to the point of death. He will not and cannot come back at you like that again. Please understand the anointing destroys the yoke. You're not looking for a quick fix to be alleviated. You're not being trained on how to be alleviated from the devil's power. You are being trained in true gospel ministries how to destroy your enemy. Get those hands for a minute. Facing your problem is paramount to fill you with power. But understanding that you have no power is where it's really at. I need this rhema. I stay in this rhema. Because if I don't, I will die. I need the rhema to give me the ability to prophesy with and get results. If I don't have it, I can't win. I don't know about y'all, but sometimes pressure gets so bad that I want to walk away from the pressure itself. But the Bible's teaching me here, after I've done all I could do to stand and rejoice, because there is the anointing for me. And the anointing is only sent for one reason. Remove burdens, destroy yokes. It's a tough message for some people in here, because it makes you have to really, really, it makes you wake up to having to stand.
Yes.
And some people in here right now, I'm going to say this, don't want to stand. They just want their problem fixed. So you're fighting and kicking against the word. And you're jacking up my atmosphere. And it's not fair, because God is delivering a bomb of Gilead unto you right now. That if you stand and you stay in a position of standing while being filled under the... Listen, ain't nobody in here... I'm going to say this right now. None of you would know it unless I say it. There's nobody in here under a greater distress than me right now. Nobody sitting in the room. If we measure our troubles and woes, I would outdo all of yours right now. If we measure our necessities and the things that are going on around our lives, I guarantee we put it on a board, and we had some people that didn't know us. We don't put our names on it. You put your list, you put my list. I guarantee they'll point it out. So don't think I'm up here telling you this right here from a place of where El Pastor always, he got it all right. Everything's good. He's the pastor. Him and his family are the first family. Because there's nobody in the room that could challenge what we go through.
Right.
So I'm not up here telling you something because my life is hunky-dory and I'm telling you how to get on the come up. I'm telling you what I'm doing to win and survive and be more than a conqueror in Christ right now.
Yes.
I'm telling you what I got to do every day.
Yes.
Every single day when I get out of bed. The first one to greet me is not Jesus. It's Satan. And I'm telling you what I got to do on a daily basis. And if I take one moment of relaxation, I lose ground, I lose time, I lose money, I lose everything, because he's on my back, pressing me. Ain't nobody facing deadlines like me. And I'm telling you the God's honest truth. So I'm going to say this, and this without any disrespect. Man up and walk in this word.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
We got to do it. We have the power of God on our side. But we've got to recognize the things he's coming at me with is the very thing that I'm empowered by. We got to start liking it. Start inviting it. Start praising it. Because I'm extracting the anointing. See, it's pushing me to be faithful over my field books. It's pushing me to be faithful in the reign of word. He's only driving me to the positions that I know my power is. So every time he brings some type of distress, it drives me to the right place. We need to tip our hats and say, thank you, Satan. Because if you weren't there, I'd be somewhere else doing something else. Thank you, Satan. Thank God for the devil. He done lost his mind. Thank God for the devil. Because I'm getting strong because of him. All right. Now, he falls from heaven. I'm done. The word from means denotes. Watch this. Watch this, Joshua. This is the result when you stay in the now. Right? This is the result. He falls. He disappears, or he's removed from power by death. And it denotes, this is why it doesn't recreate. He falls from. It denotes origin, the place whence action and motion proceeds. So now if I'm killing his origin, I'm killing the place where he's coming at me, there's no more place for him to recreate in my life. He's done. Somebody say he's done.
He's done.
See, he has no more place. See, if I don't pull him from the heavens, then that means I'm fighting him or a devil on the earth realm. I have not been called to fight from the earth realm, the demon that's pressing me. I don't just want to pay my bill this time. I want to kill the guy that's trying to steal my money all the time. Amen? So I got to get him to fall from. I get him to fall from by attacking him directly. He falls from heaven, meaning I've killed his origin. I broke his workshop up. Santa can't make any more toys. I took him out. I took him out. Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I took him out. He has no place to create against me. Look at this. From out of place and time. Woo. Get thee behind me, Satan. I've took him out of time. So if I took him out of time, he's no longer sitting on my due season.
There you go.
My set time is now protected because I took him out of time.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen, guys. You woke up a little bit more. I'm done right here. The whole thing is about your soul. The reason why God wants to stay connected to your soul, this is my last scripture. The reason why he wants you to, because you guys are just finally waking up now. Praise God. That shook off a little bit more. Amen. The whole thing is about your soul. So you can't afford to be in a rhema up that's not directly associated with your soulish realm. Because this whole thing is being sent to save you. Now the just shall live by faith. But if any man draw back, my soul shall have no pleasure in him. Watch this. He's going to bless you, Jake. But we are not of them who draw back unto perdition, but of them that believe to the saving of the soul. So now, we are called to the saving of our soul. So to draw back unto perdition means that we look at something else as being salvation. But the word that is sent, other than the word that is sent for our soul, the word perdition, watch this, it means of money. And it's going to be a breaker for a lot of people in here right now. In other words, when I'm under the rhema word is what's taking care. We're going to just look at money. It's taking care of my needs. If I draw back unto perdition, I start looking at money as being my salvation. And now my word has been twisted. I'm not in the right word. I'm looking at money, though my situation requires money, but when I look at money as being my savior or what's going to get me out of my distress, I have actually drawn back unto perdition.
Wow.
Because money is not going to save my soul. But this rhema word is. So now, what has to happen is I keep the rhema word in its place. That's what's driving my enemy back. Money won't drive. Let me tell you something. Sometimes Satan will send you money just for you to get off his case.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes he'll send you money just so you stop rebuking. So I'm going to tell you this. If he sends you money, say thank you and keep rebuking him. Meaning that when we think that money will be what saves us, rather than being in rhema, the rhema word, which produces money, we have to be very careful that behind our standing, we exalt money above rhema as being our salvation.
Wow.
We must stay connected to what is freeing our souls from the grip of Satan and this world. It is the rhema word. So now anytime, see, there'll be a delay in money because you don't even know it, but your soul has been drawn back unto perdition. Because everything you do and everything that's associated, that's why you get to let God be God. Everything that you're associating with is about the money to deal with your situation. So now you ask yourself a question. Are you thinking more about money? Or are you in the now rhema word that's dealing with your soul? Because let me tell you, if you're in the rhema word, you'd be doing what Paul did. And I digress. You'd be doing what Paul did. You'd be saying, I'm tempted to really believe that money's going to save me. Help me here. Paul was tempted to give revelations out of time. He realized he was out of order. And he said, well, Paul, stay in my grace, the now. My now is the fact, you just described where I am for you. You are afraid of Satan tempting you to do something you shouldn't do. That's where I am. So now you're calling on, you're believing money. God, I'm really believing money over you. That's where I am.
Wow.
That's a little bit too delicate for some of your ears. That's where I am. You're out of order. You believe money's going to save you. Ah, let's deal with that. Yeah, he's drawing you in to believe that money is going to save you. That's where I am. Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. Only the Lord Jesus is my salvation. The word of God is my salvation. God, readjust my thinking. readjust my hearing. I have drawn back unto perdition. I've stepped back out of where you are, and now I'm looking at a different source to exalt me. We must stay connected to what is freeing our souls from the grip of Satan and this world. That is our salvation. That's where our salvation really is. And the enemy's so tricky. I got to give him credit. He is an evil genius. He is an evil genius. And he will trick you and cause you to believe in something other than God. If it's not directly associated with your soul, then it's not coming from God. But as you see how he's causing me to trust him. He's causing me to be patient. He's causing me to hope against hope. He's giving me peace. It's crazy because you get a call about somebody want to help you with something. All of a sudden, that gives you peace. But when they can't come through, that peace just left.
Wow.
If I'm in Rhema, I don't need to call. I already got my peace.
Wow.
I already got my peace. Nobody called me, but I got my peace from the Word of God. He's telling me it's going to be all right. He's telling me I got your back. He's telling me, fear not to be dismayed.
You call me, tell me you got a few dollars for me to back out. You call if you want to. Like, praise God, but thank you, Jesus. In other words, take everything else other than the Word with a grain of salt. Just don't take it at all. If it's not coming from the Word, God told me to call you and tell you this. I'm bringing $10,000. Now I get my rejoicing right to the source of where it belongs. That's the key. Stay in the present truth. The present truth is where you're being pressed. The present truth is where Rhema is being sent to you to deal with your concerns. And let me tell you something. Until Jesus comes, and I said this a long time ago, and I'm going to say it again. Until Jesus comes, there will always be something that rises up that wants to challenge you. It doesn't mean it makes you afraid. See, right now you're dealing with personal problems, and that's what we've been dealing with for the last 2.5 years. But soon the problems are going to be what island we're supposed to buy. What airline are we going to buy our jets through? Well, how are we going to save $3.4 billion going across the world to go feed all of Africa at one time? Those are listen, there's always going to be places where our faith is tried. And so we'll stay in the realm of where the trial is. No matter what level we go to, we'll always stay in the realm of the trial and extract the anointing to be overcomers. Amen?
Amen.
Praise God. Stand to your feet. Hallelujah. Don't be afraid of what you're going through. Don't be dismayed about it. My God, don't be dismayed. But pull the anointing that removes the burden and destroys the yoke. We simply say, Satan, the Lord rebuke thee. I see where you are. I know what you're trying to do. On any level, whether he's trying to pull you into self-exaltation or whether he's pressing your money, just stay where he's trying you. Don't cower down. Bible says any man that begins to walk in this and they look back, they remove their hands from the plow. They're not fit to see the kingdom of God. You're not fit to watch your breakthrough come by the kingdom because you look back. You looked into some other source of what you felt was a better word for you. But the word you're under is designed for the situation you're going through. Tailor-made. That's why it sounds so good to our ears. Because it's tailor-made for our situations. So I don't care what you're going through. It might be money. It might be sickness in the body. It might be mental anguish. I don't care what you're dealing with. Fear and anxiety. You might have put money above God. Satan treats you. Put the blame where it belongs. Get your soul calibrated by the anointing. Tear him up. Same story. You know the story I just told Joshua in a nutshell? Peter walking on water. Took his eyes off Jesus. That was the exact story right there. Took his eyes off Jesus. He did it because of fear. Paul was about to do it because of self-exaltation. Why did you take your eyes off of him? What pulled you up? What caused you to take your eyes off of what he's saying? What he's saying is helping you. He's there for you. Amen. Hands high. Thank you, Jesus. keep everything if I keep my eyes on him.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Nothing will fall to the ground if I keep my eyes on him.
Jesus. Hallelujah.
Nothing will be destroyed if I keep my eyes on him. I'll beat my enemies if I keep my eyes on him, if I keep my eyes on what he's saying. If I stay in the real, stay in what's truth. I shift myself from what's true to what is truth. It's the truth the enemy wants to kill. It's the truth he wants us all to fail. It's the
yes,
truth.
Yes,
he's pressuring
yes,
you. That's yes. Where you extract right now. Pull from there right now. Yeah, I see you, Satan, there.
I see you, Satan.
I see you. What a revelation Paul got. He said, man, I got revelations I can't even talk about, but this is even greater than that. To know where my enemy is. To understand where he's at is greater than the revelations of seeing God's kingdom in heaven. It's greater. He said, oh, I found something here. I will rejoice. All right, lock eyes with him and see him right now. Where is he right now on your life? Where is he? Where is he? Where is he? He's trying to bring fear. And go to the lowest common denominator if you can, because that's a good measure to be at. The lowest common denominator. Go to that lowest point. It might not be about the money, yeah, but it might be about the fact that he tried to make you think that that's going to bring you out. Go to the lowest common denominator. Okay, lock up with him, lock up with him, lock up with him. Once you get him, once you get him, begin to rebuke Satan. Begin to tell him, get behind me. Begin to go at him now. Begin to go at him, yes. Because now you see where you're weak, and now Jesus is really strong. Now Jesus is extraordinarily strong for you. Oh, hallelujah. 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 You see where he's been trying you. You're under the rhema word of God right now, full of power. But just deal with him in the truth. You've been trying, devil. You have been trying. Been trying to overwhelm me for quite a while. You have been trying to overwhelm me. But you have no power. I'm right where I'm supposed to be. And I say, Satan, the Lord, rebuke you. You will not overwhelm me in the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus.
I see Rhema's movement.
I see Rhema's
I'm getting stronger.
I'm getting stronger.
Wealth is coming to me, praise God. And every yoke is being destroyed. My wisdom is going through the roof. And I face you where you've been trying to take me out. You're trying to overwhelm me. But the Lord rebukes you. Hey, God. Hallelujah. 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 Yeah. Come on in, angels. Come on in now. Come on in now. Come on in now. Come on in. Come on in. Come on in. Yeah. You take out. Yeah, you take out those imps, and I'll deal with Satan myself. In the name of Jesus.
I'm dealing with Satan myself.
Hey, I just got that word. Let the angels take out the surface, and you go right for the jugular or the commander. You let them take out what's already manifesting around you. But you keep your eyes on Satan. Oh, glory be to God. I just heard that strategy just now. God just told me, Dennis, he said Michael contended with Satan, while Satan's army and Michael's army contended with each other. The chief and the chief went at it. Well, today God has anointed you the chief to go after the chief and let the angels deal with what's already been made manifest around you to begin to shift it and change it now. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Give you glory, Master. See, you got to step out there now. I ain't just speaking words. These aren't just words. This is kingdom strategy. God Almighty. Angels, uncase your
wounds.
And take out every situation that has already manifested around me. Take out every situation that has already come against me. And Satan, I'm on you. The Lord rebukes you from every angle right now in the name of Jesus.
Every angle.
I speak deliverance over the entire church in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 I release favor. I release the favor of the Lord. I release the favor of the Lord. I release the favor of the Lord. The favor of the Lord. I release the favor of the Lord in the place of your problem. I release the favor of Jesus in the face of your problem. Where your problem was, in the place of your problem, favor has now just taken its place. Favor will be your origin. Favor will be your origin. Favor will flow. Somebody said earlier, milk and honey. Well, I speak that in the name of Jesus, that milk and honey flows and favors you.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Oh, I got one more assignment. And I speak the strength over everybody under the sound of my voice to face everything head on. You're going to face it head on. You will not cower down. You will not back down, but you will stand toe to toe. I speak the strength of our Lord over you right now in the name of Jesus. You will not cower down to anything. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Just made an exchange. The will of God is sitting on your atmosphere now. The will of God is governing your atmosphere right now. The will of God has just taken the place of the will of your enemy, my God. And he said, I know the thoughts that I think about you. Thoughts of good and not evil. Oh, my God. Thoughts that I have about you is to give you your expected end. What you've been asking for is
coming to
pass. That's on the atmosphere.
Oh, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. My God, my God, my God, my God. This is the place of absolute praise. This is the place of absolute thanksgiving. Hallelujah. This is the place. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
I heard that word. Decisions being reversed.
Thank you.
Decisions being reversed. Get out of my way. I will prove the earth is mine in the fullness thereof. I will prove the world belongs to me. And I will prove and they that dwell in this world belong to me too. I will prove that. Hallelujah. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. He also said, I will prove no weapon formed against you will prosper. I will prove that. Thank you, Master.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Master. Thank you, Master.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Adam. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Who's got perfect soundness in mind?
Hallelujah.
If you got perfect soundness in mind, just say, thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Master. Hallelujah.